This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for it, they couldn't get it to him, and now they do. 8 seconds to go, Mr. Fourth Quarter, DeMar DeRozan. On the fadeaway, it's tied. You already know.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where you already know DeMar DeRozan. So,
oh man,
the Mavericks lose last night. We didn't really get an opportunity to talk about that a whole lot, and I want to do that a little bit here. But I also want to just ask the question, 877-881-1053, Franklin, Franklin Injury Attorney text line, or the Twitch, or the YouTube. Why won't the Mavs let the fans be upset?
Because, Kevin, as Patrick Dumont said, you don't know how I felt when we lost the finals and I was standing there with confetti falling on my head in Boston. I was pretty unhappy. I'll never forget that.
Yeah, great. So I've been a Mavericks fan longer than you have.
In the first half year of owning the Mavericks, he was in the finals and didn't have to
devastating
like build it from the bottom up. But he's, so that, Kevin, and listen, you know I'm saying this in jest, but that's him saying, I wasn't satisfied then and I'm not satisfied now. And I'm trying to figure out a way to be satisfied.
So we're going to elaborate on that. But yesterday was another sad day for the Mavericks. So they lose the game to the Kings in overtime, in part because DeMar split a double team and, you know, people are just hanging out, doing whatever.
And guess what they were doing, Mike? They were marking Kyrie and they were saying, we're going to attack him.
Yes.
Offensively. And then on the other side, Kyrie was trying to go back, but you could see he was exhausted.
Oh, I agree. And so they lost the game. Daniel Gafford is hurt as well. I know right now it's still listed as day to day. I've not seen a definitive update today. And so all of that, to start with, is disappointing. And then Dirk Nowitzki goes to Los Angeles to be there for the debut of Luka, and then go to cut number three. LeBron's like, why don't you go ahead and come out last? And so this is Luka's pregame intro for the Lakers.
And the other guard wears number 77. 6'7". Seventh campaign from Slovenia, Luka Doncic.
He said Slovenia wrong.
The people are going crazy. That's clearly far inferior to Sean Heath, but the people are going crazy.
I don't know if I've ever
seen it. It completely and totally disgusts me.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I get what Dirk did, and good for Dirk. Like, Dirk is sticking up for the human being. And the organization, like, I don't know. I've heard things about, like, after Dirk's retirement, maybe Dirk hasn't been as pleased at times, but that's not for me to discuss and for me to honestly know all the facts there. But good for Dirk. It just hurts because Dirk is kind of saying in this, I know he's not, Dirk is not a controversial person. He's an awesome human being. He's kind of saying, I choose Dirk over the Mavs right now. I mean, I'm sorry. I choose Luka over the Mavs right now.
Well, that relationship's going to last a lot longer. And
when he was a rookie, it was Dirk's last year that he thought there was a little bit of a passing of a torch. He had no clue how it was going to turn out. And
it was turning out great. It was on its way to being something fantastic. And Dirk said that relationship's going to last me longer than probably this relationship with this franchise that obviously doesn't care about me, because they didn't even mention me and working hard. They mentioned Shaq. But they don't care about him in the same way.
And this is the first game. These have been the first games since 98 where no Dirk or Luka on the roster. Now, I know, obviously, they didn't always play those.
Dirk played for
27 years. You had Dirk, and then you had Luka. So the fans have been understandably upset. There was the protest the day after, where they put up kind of like a shrine to Luka. The coffin came out. Mavericks tore all that stuff down. They put barricades up on Saturday. There was another protest. People were obviously upset yesterday, and we'll get to that in just a second. And I just wanted to throw this out there, probably because it's not going to help, but this was Luka talking about seeing kind of all of that reaction.
I mean, yeah, I saw, obviously I saw the fans, you know, obviously I really appreciate it. You know, I've been there almost seven years. And it was amazing to experience those fans and the love for me. You know, I will always appreciate that. But now I think we should focus on the next step, and the way Lakers fans received me here was amazing.
And that's logical, but he did make sure to start off with, he said it was almost 7 years and it meant a lot to me, and it was really cool to see the fans, and it's really cool to see their feedback now. And it's just like, but that's the guy that we couldn't trust with our franchise.
Yeah. Yeah. That's that. Now the question you've asked though is why won't they let them be happy? And by happiness, you mean
let them be mad.
Mad. Yeah. By that, you mean let them express themselves.
Yes.
And let them get that out of their system and feel heard. Like, that's more than anything, the Mavs fans kind of want to feel heard, just like Cowboys fans this year. It felt like every time as a Cowboys fan you complained about something, they were snapping back at you and telling you why you were wrong about it. And that was a very frustrating feeling all along. And they're telling you, by not telling you, we had problems with Luka for whatever reason, and that problems we couldn't overcome, and we think we're going to be a better organization because of it. But they won't tell you, A, what the real, like, they, nobody's telling you the real reasons. They're just letting you speculate on a lot of it. You probably never will get that real reason. And then B, they're telling you have to leave the arena whenever you express yourself on the video, on the Jumbotron, where a lot of people get to do whatever they want there.
No cussing, no showing body parts.
Yeah.
Just
fire Nico is what he said.
When I was a kid, I went to a game where Quinn Buckner was the coach. It was the worst time as a Mavs fan.
Yes.
I wore a bag over my head, and I was seventh row behind the basket. Those tickets probably cost at that time like $40 face value, and it probably cost $10 on the open market to go. Like, it was, you could go to Maverick games for pretty much free. Nobody wanted to go to Mavs games. The Mavericks didn't kick out me and my dad and my grandma and grandpa. My grandma and grandpa and dad weren't too pleased that I wore a bag over my head, but they let me do it, you know, with the eyes cut out. And I think it said, like, fire Quinn Buckner. I can't remember as a kid, I mean, what I exactly wrote, but obviously Patrick Dumont would fire me. He didn't really make any money. Am I correct? He's just born into billions of dollars. Am I correct about
him? I don't know. I don't know.
I'm going to assume he is. I'm going to give that assumption, and I don't know. I'm going to assume he is a child born into, look, it's very tough. I'm not, like, it's in a way awesome that you're a billionaire at birth.
Right.
But I'm sure it's very tough, because what he's dealing with is, where has he ever had to deal with any pushback in his life if he was born into a billionaire life? And now the family's worth $33 billion approximately, according to when you look on a website. I don't know how perfect that is, but around $33 billion. Sure. So has he ever had anybody, if he's a child of being a billionaire, has he had anybody in his life ever, as a mob, as a crowd, go, you're wrong. You hurt us.
Yeah.
Well, you're fired. Get out of my casino.
Yeah.
You're like, this is probably the first time in his life, man, he's ever had anybody push back on him, and he doesn't get it or understand it.
The casino analogy is very apropos here. in that in the casino, you the rules have to be followed, or you know you're gone.
Yeah,
and he is kind of treating it as like, I want y'all to move on. Just move on, or else.
Yeah, if you don't want to, if you don't like my casino, I can just kick you out.
Yeah.
Well, I don't.
And that's what Dolan did up in New York, and he lost the fans.
He doesn't. I don't think he understands sports fans at all, to be honest.
Now, wannabe journalist who I actually think does a really, really good job covering the team, Grant Afseth, last night posted a video of just kind of the arena. And he said, you can almost just look at a fan section, and if you wait long enough, a fan gets removed. And there are videos on top of videos of like security guards and even the actual police at the arena showing up to escort some people out who either said fire Nico, like the one that people have really caught is somebody was on the board and they were doing this and that, and then they said fire Nico, and they went and found that person and kicked them out. There are people who have to have the shirt on. There's people with the Adelson face that's got a clown nose on it, and they're like, you're out. And I realize, I heard Sean and RJ this morning, what the Mavericks are falling back on is the rules of conduct in an NBA arena. That is also up to your discretion to a certain point. You do not have to kick any of these people out. I just can't believe so quickly they're so cowardly about this that they won't let people voice their opinions. If in 2 months people are still like, fire Nico, I'd be like, okay, man. Like,
you still get to stay in the... Now, if you say effing fire Nico, that's, hey, that you can't do that. Now, I would give a warning. If I was saying, if I'm an usher, I'd say, hey, if you cuss again outwardly where everybody can hear you, you're gone. But if you want to start a chant saying fire Nico or sell the team, hey, I was at the last Oakland A's game. They chanted sell the team with 40 plus thousand people doing it multiple times. They didn't kick everybody out of the stadium. I've been in Philadelphia. I've been with Gavin Dawson. I'll give you this example. Army-Navy game. We walk over. Philadelphia's playing Portland, and Portland was Gavin Dawson's like childhood team, an adult team. I don't know where his...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stances on the Trailblazers. Now, there were fans that were cussing at Turner. Why am I for the kid from Ohio State, the number two overall pick? They're cussing at his family in the stands.
Is it Evan Turner?
Evan Turner. None of the ushers kicked any of I couldn't believe it. But this is just the environment of Texas or our metroplexes. You can actually swear and cuss at the player's family in the stands. I do not think this is right. But in Philadelphia, you do not get kicked out for that. You can swear and cuss at your own teammate, the guys you're rooting for, their family in the stands. And they're like, hey, that's just you should.
It's part of being a fan.
It's part of it.
And the thing I can't get over, it's been two games, two home games.
Yeah.
And 10 days.
They thought it would be done on Saturday.
That is so asinine.
We got it done on Saturday at our home game. Everybody let it out there. Nobody's going to come in the next day and do it again.
That is so asinine. It's still the first homestand you've had after it. It's been two home games in 10 days. And you thought everyone was going to be, oh, whatever. And I know this goes back to the idea that like maybe this front office.
Like if Dumont walked out and said, all right, I'll make you a deal. How long do you need?
3 weeks.
How many home games?
Six.
Six home games?
You can say sell the team or fire me or fire Nico forever.
Yes.
As long as you pay the money, as long as you don't cuss, as long as you don't make threats of hurting somebody.
And I agree with all of that. And so what's going to happen?
Can you imagine being one of the season ticket salespeople right now?
Oh, my. That would a terrible job.
That conversation has got to be insane. Trying to sell it to people, for one, and then all the calls from season ticket holders that they've got to be taking right now that are just...
And you're like, I didn't trade him.
Shouldn't Mark Cuban got thrown out last night?
Yeah, he was saying the F word, right?
Why didn't Mark Cuban get thrown out of the game? Why didn't the usher go, hey, you can't tell... You can't yell the F word at people and then go, but you guys can't wear a t-shirt that just says Nico.
Exactly.
What is it? It's a Nike logo with Nico. What does it say? I can't remember underneath. I've seen a fan, but they cannot come into the game. There's no cuss words on it. There's nothing bad. That's part of it.
Yeah.
That's just part of being an owner. It's part of being a general manager. When things go bad or you make a decision that your fan base doesn't deal with, you're going to take heat. Unless you show that this actually worked. Because to me, Corey, there's no end to this. Unless that this team goes deep into the playoffs here pretty quickly and then Luka fails as a Laker, this is horrible.
If they go deep into the playoffs and beat the Lakers in a playoff game, in our playoff series.
Yeah, I'd say.
In our game. And then they get swept, the gentleman sweep. If they beat them in that, I think people will be like, dang, maybe they were right about something. Or
I feel like the majority are
going to say, we would have gone further with Luka.
It would help out a lot.
I could see that.
It would help out a lot. But this is a franchise-changing move.
Yes.
It could destroy I do think this is going to destroy the franchise. Not this year, not next year. I think if Derek Lively's healthy, and I don't know. I know that they're going to try to trade for Kevin Durant most likely. But if Anthony Davis plays 65 to 75 games next year and you win 50-plus games, people will go, hey, it wasn't that bad. Now, it could get bad over time, but this is, to me... I don't know if you're a Mavs fan how you can go now. Why? Like, I would say this next game, they play Golden State next, right?
That is correct.
What's the point? The Dumonts don't want you there unless you bow down to them.
Yeah.
Don't go. And they don't want you there. Don't go.
And I think that is a real possibility with the Mavs, with the Cowboys. And we talked about this a little bit in crosstalk. I just don't believe ambivalence is there for Cowboys fans. Like, you don't get that mad if you just don't care at all. And I think that's why there's fewer people at training camp, and I get that. But, like, Cowboys fans are still Cowboy fanning, and they're still watching and they're still buying stuff and they're still going to the games and all of that. Like, maybe
stadium's still a party.
Yeah, maybe some haven't. I'm not saying every single human, but for the most part, the Cowboys block is strong and they stayed there. For the Mavericks, though, I do not believe that's the case. So either you've run some people away because they're like, you got rid of my guy for not equivalent value, or you're going to the game and voicing your opinion and they're like, you need to get the hell out of here. And that's going to run away fan base people too.
How far do you let the fans go, though?
You don't let them cuss out loud. You don't let them threaten hurt physically people. Or hurt.
Or interact with other people. You can't get in other people's space.
Yeah. Everything else is good to go. Everything else is good to go. Now, it doesn't matter. I'm not the owner of the team. The owner can say, hey, we're going to COVID this place. Nobody goes to the games anymore unless you bow down to me and Nico and you say that we're the greatest people in the world. If that's the case and you do believe that, go to the game. That's who they want at the game. They do not want anybody to have an opinion about basketball at the game.
When he walks down on the court like he did last night and goes to his seat, he will be booed.
Yeah.
Patrick Dumont will be like, that's just, fans are going to see him and they're going to want to boo him. And he needs to be able to accept that. He needs to pick up the phone and call Jerry.
He just doesn't
know.
And
say, how do I handle this? And Jerry's going to go, you just let him.
He doesn't know the history of
the
Mavs.
That's the best part.
I don't think he knows much of the history of basketball. This was all bought for casinos. This was not bought
to
run a basketball team.
And it always felt like Mark Cuban was running it with this loyalty and this, you know, attribution to the fans because he was a fan first.
And I think what makes this all the worse is they know there's nothing they can do because Anthony Davis got hurt straight away.
Yep.
Like, I'm not saying this would change it, but at least if you got back-to-back 35 and 15 games, like, I know people are still going to get mad, but you can be like, hey, there's Anthony Davis. But instead, the person you traded for straight away got hurt. I know there's conspiracy theories that the Mavericks found out he needs surgery and they just don't want to announce that. I don't know the answer to that one way or another. But there's nothing you can do. And I think that's made them more aggressive about like, well, now I can't prove it to you on the court. So I'm going to prove it to you by kicking you out. Yeah. Good job.
And that's, again, if I was PR, if I was in that group, I would be like, warned, that's the wrong approach.
Yes.
Pushing back at them is going to make them push back more in a bad way.
Or just give up.
Yeah. And look, like you said, go ahead.
I was just going to say, by the way, just as an aside to this, if you're a big fan of irony, Kyrie Irving did make the All-Star team as a replacement of Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Back to you.
I would say that. I'm reiterating what you said. If Anthony Davis would have came here and did what he did for those three quarters and not got hurt and played a fourth quarter and they win that game, which they ended up winning anyways, and they would have, let's say, he would have had another, let's say, 25-15-5 game last night and they beat Sacramento and they beat Golden State and he has another great game and you go into the All-Star break with like a lot of momentum and Anthony Davis is looking really good and Max Christie is a contributing player. I'm not saying the heat would go away, but
for sure,
quite a bit of it would. But now you're dealing with Anthony Davis ain't playing for a while.
Yep.
You're probably going to rack up a lot of losses. You're probably going to lose by 20 or more points against Golden State, to be honest.
No bigs.
Yeah, like you're done, but you're just going to have to live with it. You made this trade. You're going to have to live with it. You're going to have to live with all the heat. I can't believe you're that stupid not to know you weren't going to get a lot of heat for this. Like, are you really that dumb?
Yeah.
It's okay to say, I know that this is going to be really bad for me in the short term. I'm hoping it's going to be better for me in the next, let's say, 2 months to 2 years. But you got to be a moron if you think that this wasn't going to go over bad, that you were trading Luka.
I'm with you. How you could have not been prepared for this, it boggles the mind.
Unless you don't understand the Mavericks at all. Like, I bet Patrick Dumont has no clue who Mark Aguirre, Rolando Blackman, and Derek Harper. Like, he probably knows a little bit of those guys because Derek's around the team.
Sure.
I don't know if Rose around much anymore. But, like, he probably has no clue who Roy Tarpley is. He probably has no clue how we fell in love with Dirk Nowitzki. Like somebody said, out of all the players he named, if you own the Mavericks, you name Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah. You're right. I will also say he did say the players I grew up on, and I don't know that he grew up on Dirk. Does that make sense? I'll give him the benefit of the doubt there. But I agree.
Dirk and Kobe are contemporaries.
Yeah, I understand, but he may have not have grown up watching him, whereas he was on the West Coast watching Shaq.
Then that's fine. Then I don't want to hear about how his heart was broken.
Now. You own this team now, so you need to know. You need to know how much we love Dirk.
Oh well, I mean, hey, if you love what they did and you just want to cheer on his ownership and. Look, I do like Nico. Man, he's made some great trades. This one I can't understand.
Really has.
How the hell does fat James Harden get more after he's proven less and older than Luka Doncic? How does that happen? How does James Harden get traded every other trade deadline and always get more than Luka Doncic at 25 got? Explain that one to me.
Yeah, I don't know, unless there's this giant network of all the NBA people and they all think, no, that's about right, which would be pretty shocking.
Every owner, every president, and every general manager, take out Kendrick Perkins and Charles Barkley, because they don't have anything to do with it. They do have their own opinion and their former players, but all of them are like, crap, why could... Do you know all 28 other teams besides the Mavs and the Lakers would have beat that trade?
There's one GM who was asked, what would you have given up for Luka? And he said everything. So, like, that should just give you an example of that probably means more than a player, two players and a first.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.